We've spent about 2 years, and we now believe thoroughly understand what happened to these past civilizations, and it is a very simple cyclic phenomenon over and over again. And the scary part of our discovery is that this cyclic phenomenon is going to happen to Earth in the immediate future. Let's go back for one moment, and let me refresh your memory about the layers of cosmic dust. The reason why this is so significant, George, is that the layers of ice in the Arctic, they snow freezes and locks in all the dust, debris, pollution, the CO2 percentage in the atmosphere, the oxygen percentage in the atmosphere, and in a cyclic nature, it locks in a layer of cosmic dust. Where the cosmic dust comes from, they didn't understand. But in order for a layer of cosmic dust, and when I say cosmic dust, I literally mean dust outside of Earth's gravitational field. Now, astrophysics and geophysics will tell us that the sun is a giant furnace, and its solar winds shooting spherically in all directions pushes the dust trails from the asteroids and the planets in their orbits around the sun to the outer reaches spherically around our solar system. So literally, if you look at our solar system, you see the planets moving around the sun, and they're inside a sphere of dust, you know, surrounded by what NASA suggests are 300 to 400,000 types of asteroid objects, you know, spherically around beyond the outer edges of Pluto. Now, this is the dust which makes it through the atmosphere and gets locked into the polar ice cap. So what kind of force is required to be exerted on our entire solar system so that dust in an outer sphere gets pushed and shoved through the entire solar system and literally locked into the polar ice caps? To start with, in order to do that, you would have to literally blow away a third or more of the planet's atmosphere. And this is exactly what we think happens over and over again.
And then it just replenishes itself again?
It replenishes itself slowly, and it corresponds with the temperature and the CO2 cyclic pattern that we see the Earth building up its temperature range. Every 120,000 years, the Earth goes through a cycle. Not only is that scary, we are approaching the time right around the corner where it's supposed to basically, another layer of dust is supposed to form. And we do have evidence from past cultures trying to warn us of this and basically letting us know this is happening, why it's happening, where it's coming from, but we just haven't paid attention until now. Now, whatever force is doing that would have to be huge, i.e. larger than our entire solar system, that would literally push, you know, that through our atmosphere, blow it away, and that kind of force would actually shift and alter the poles of the Earth. Not the magnetic poles, but the geographic poles. There would be a geographic pole shift. And this is what explains all the records in the past when civilizations vanish as to why there are floods here and here, and they're all isolated instances, and at these times these stories pop up, civilizations vanish.
What now, happens generally to the structures, to the infrastructure of those past civilizations?
Interesting question. What the first effect, if you shift the planet Earth, since it's mostly water, In essence, without trying to preach, you know, gloom and doom, quite honestly, just from a pure physics standpoint, you're going to have massive, massive waves, nothing like we've seen before. It will make, you know, the tsunami that happened 2 years ago look like a small ripple. You will literally wipe out all civilization on all coastlines around the planet. That unfortunately, that includes about one-third of the population of the planet.
I mean, buildings nowadays could topple, couldn't they?
Yes, they could topple. But in fact, what will happen to the majority of them, you'll have this effect on the planet where, you know, basically everything around the coast is destroyed. But if you change the geographic poles and it shifts, the first thing that will happen is that, well, as our Earth is spinning in space. It is not a perfect sphere. It is approximately 20 kilometers wider at the equator due to the centripetal force of its spinning.
Kind of like an egg, right?
Right. If you change the poles, the north and south poles of the planet, the existing equator will collapse, will drop into the ocean approximately 10 kilometers, and the new geographic equator will bulge out approximately 10 kilometers. So basically what you will have is what was at the bottom of the ocean in many places on Earth will now be at the top of mountains, and what was on land will now be several hundred feet under the water. That is exactly what we see over and over again. We find evidence of sunken cities, not evidence. I have to be very candid. We find very, very large sunken cities scattered all over the planet, huge cities. The largest one is off the coast of Japan. It's almost a megapolis. It's about 200 miles long. It includes roads, cathedrals, completely intact buildings.
200 miles
including
long?
Including a pyramid. That would be the equivalent of New York to Boston.
My God, how deep is it?
And it's about 600. Well, you can actually dive it if you're a scuba diver.
I'm a scuba diver, but I've not gone that far.
And Graham Hancock is an expert in these underwater cities. There's cities off the coast of Cuba, off the coast of Cyprus,
yes,
in Lake Fuxian in China's Yukon province. It is amazing that, you know, some of these ancient periods, like off the coast of Cuba, have Aztec and Mayan-type pyramid designs at the bottom of the ocean. And you asked what happened to them? They're perfectly intact. It's like the entire landmass they're sitting on, thousands of square miles, didn't sink into the ocean, but the Earth just reshaped itself. The only way to explain that is it had a pole shift. And the top geologists will actually map out no less than the last three pole shifts in human history.
Brent, I want you to explain one thing for us, because I want us to get a perspective of what it was like for the people who are in that region. Let's use that city in Japan, that region that you just mentioned, from Boston down to New York. Explain to us what was happening during that period and what happened to them. How fast was it? What would some of them have seen before they died? Did any survive? Were they able to get to a boat? Or was it all, you know, just it kind of explain that. Paint us a picture here.
Well, it looks like most civilizations that were on coast didn't survive. They didn't even have time to survive, to try to find rescues. They probably had warning or notice because, for instance, let's say whatever force moves through the solar system, it's going to affect all the planets. Of course, if you have high technology like we believe we do today,
right?
The first things our astronomers would say is, Pluto and the outer planets are now shifting in their position. What's causing that?
Right.
And this shifting pattern is rippling through our solar system, and it's getting closer. We might have, just a few days' warning. We don't know how fast it's going to come.